Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
And Mexico's number one beer is here, Corona Extra Beer. Enjoy it responsibly during the holiday season. And enjoy our road shows on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll have reporters fanned out across the country at all the major bowl games. The first ever college football championship on Sports Byline in Sports Overnight America. Presented by Corona Beer. Mexico's number one beer is here. Distributed by Crown Distributors, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got me, Andy Dorf, flying solo today. You can get at me a couple few different ways if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at me on the X thing. It's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, I don't know what you heard or what you didn't hear from me in my opening, but I did open about the bowl games that we're getting to check out. Obviously, some of these games aren't that great, but some of the games have been absolutely fantastic. I am hoping that that is what a preview looks like for the national championship stuff, which is coming up. Arizona State, Texas. I'm looking so forward to that. Kenny Dillingham and Arizona State. This has been a miracle season. Can this continue? We will find out when they play Texas in Atlanta at the Peach Bowl. Look, it's huge. I hate to say this, but going to ASU, being a former ASU guy, this is special stuff, people. It's real special stuff when this kind of stuff happens. So, and it doesn't happen that often. And when you get this opportunity, you got to kind of jump at it. I'm not exactly sure or not if we have our professor of sports, John Poulter. We do, so that's good news to know. I've got John Poulter. I'm going to switch gears. I'm going to get into some NHL hockey, and then we'll take it from there. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. Been a little bit under the weather for about, I don't know, 5-6 days, but you know what? It's that time of the year. It's that kind of a season where, you know, you get a little, you catch these bugs, and they somehow, some way, kind of affect you in a way, and you just got to push right through them, and that's what we're doing today, John. We're going to push right through, and we're going to talk some NHL hockey with you at the moment. And, you know, once again, we look at the standings in the Eastern Conference, the Atlantic. You got the Toronto Maple Leafs now on top. I really feel like these guys just keep playing musical chairs between Toronto, Florida. The Bruins are now back in the mix a little bit. The Tampa Bay Lightning have taken a little bit of a slide back. But this is going to be fun to watch that Atlantic the whole way, John. You look at the Metropolitan, again, it's neck and neck, right? You got the Devils, you got the Capitals, they're right there. A little behind them, the Carolina Hurricanes, and then Pittsburgh Penguins, man. I haven't talked about them in years, so that's kind of cool to see that name in the mix. And then we go to the Western Conference, the Central. You're loving life right now because the Winnipeg Jets are looking fantastic, but the Minnesota Wild are on their tail. And then we've talked about this team a lot, John, obviously, over the years, the Colorado Avalanche, who have started to find their mojo, at least what I'm seeing. I think they've started to find their mojo. They're back in the mix. And then the Dallas Stars are behind them. And then I just got to keep mentioning this, because the Utah Hockey Club is staying somewhat relevant, and they were not relevant when they were here in Arizona, as we know. So that's good to see. Maybe a change of scenery is helping them quite a bit. And then the Pacific, where, you know, I love, and I've just taken this team on because they're my squad. The Vegas Knights, man, they lead the way in the Pacific. The LA Kings are behind them, and then the Edmonton Oilers right on their tail as well, and the Vancouver Canucks just a couple points behind. So I feel like, you know, not that much has changed, but some things have changed, John.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. You know, you talk about the Atlantic Division and Toronto and Florida. These two teams have identical records. They're both 22-13 and 2 for 46 points. They are both plus 10 in the goal difference issue. So, I mean, this is two teams that have been back and forth all season. Boston, as you mentioned, starting to put a little bit of pressure on them now after a terrible, terrible start. They have played a game more. And you talk about Tampa Bay sliding. And let's look at Tampa Bay a little bit more closely. They have a bit of an advantage here because they've only played 33 games. Toronto and Florida have played 37. Boston has played 38. And Tampa Bay is only 4 points behind the first-place and second-place teams, and are only 2 points behind the Bruins. So if Tampa Bay wins those games in hand, we all know that games in hand are only good if you win them. But if Tampa Bay goes out and does something with those three or four games they've got in hand, they could be at the top of that division. And that's a team we haven't talked about an awful lot all season. But here's an incredible stat for you. They are plus 40 in goal differential, 132 and 92. So they're definitely doing something very, very well.
Yeah, no, that absolutely. And just out of curiosity, why do they have three games in hand? Because, you know, they're three games behind. Was there something at the beginning of the season that slowed them down?
Well, it was a couple of things. It's just the quirks of the schedule, Andy. and they missed a couple of games because of that terrible hurricane that went through Florida.
Yeah, that's what I was
at least
thinking.
One home game, and I believe kept them in Florida from flying to an away game. So realistically, if you looked at the schedule at the start of the season, you would have thought that maybe by now it would have only been maybe a two-game difference. So it's a little bit exaggerated because of that nasty storm that they saw in Florida.
How do they make those games up, John, actually, when I come to think of it, in the schedule, so that it doesn't affect them potentially down the road?
Well, it's very hard. I mean, it's all subject to stadium availability. It all depends on where the opponents were that they missed the games against. So, for example, if they had missed a game against Vancouver, that's an awfully long trip from Tampa to Vancouver. And if it was against Florida, well, that's obviously an easy fix because they just get on a plane and travel across state, and that works equally for both teams. But if those games are road games, we know at least one of them is a home game because it was canceled because of the storm or postponed because of the storm, a lot depends on where the other team is coming from. So, for instance, if they were going to be playing, let's pick a name here and say Pittsburgh, if Pittsburgh was one of the games that was postponed, whenever they can try and fit that in on an open date, a lot of that will depend on where Pittsburgh is at the time the open date comes up. Again, if Pittsburgh were playing in some place fairly close to Florida, in Carolina or even in New Jersey, New York, or somewhere that's an hour or two flight, that's not too bad. But if Pittsburgh is playing in Vancouver 2 days before that makeup game, that gives Tampa Bay a huge advantage because Pittsburgh not only has to squeeze an extra game in, they have to do it cross-country and cross three time zones. So the NHL tries to be cognizant of that when they reschedule games. It's a little easier with baseball because you just make a missed game into a doubleheader. The two teams are already there. It's both teams playing a second game on the same day. Everything is equal from that standpoint. Hockey's a little bit different.
Yeah, that's the voice of John Poulter, my professor of sports. We're breaking down NHL hockey. Hey, I saw an interesting story, John, about Gunnar and Boomer Esiason and how they became lifelong, how hockey became a lifeline for them. Did you read anything about that story? Do you know about that story at all?
No, I'm afraid I don't know too much about that. And, you know, Esiason, of course, playing in the NFL for Cincinnati, where there is not an NHL team, it's kind of unusual for a guy that spends his career in a non-NHL city to pick up hockey as a sport. So, no, that's not a story that has made much air here in Canada, Andy.
You know, it's interesting because I'm just going to read you a little bit about this story. You know, Gunnar had some things happening in his life, and I think that they used hockey as a type of therapy for him to get better. I find it really intriguing, you know, and I also find it very interesting how sports can help people through so many challenging times in our lives. It's you know, I really like to relate sports and life in the same metaphor because they really truly seem to parallel each other. I know we're up against it. Let me take a pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll get into this and a whole heck of a lot more. That's John Poulter. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got me, Andy Dorf. I'm hanging out with my professor of sports, John Poulter, comes to me all the way from Toronto, Canada. So, quite naturally, we talk NHL hockey and we also talk Major League Baseball. Hey, look, John, I just got a couple more for you in NHL hockey, and then I do want to switch gears with you a little bit. And talk some Major League Baseball. Why not? Because so much has happened, obviously, and we can always get caught up on it. But just out of curiosity, right now, what are some of the trends that you're seeing in NHL hockey, good, bad, maybe indifferent, and some of the teams that you think may wind up jumping up in the standings and some that may wind up falling a little bit?
Well, I think some of the trends that I'm seeing, one in particular is a bit disturbing, Andy, and that is we're starting to see a return to this goonery where somebody goes after an opposing player because an opposing player has done something that in most cases is within the rules, but the suffering team didn't think it was within the rules. We've seen a lot of these games now where there are clean hits, and all of a sudden somebody goes after the guy that made the clean hit and challenges him to a fight, and really all the guy has done is done his job. It's really not that much different than, a guy hits a home run in a baseball game and the next hitter gets the ball in the back of the shirt. It's something I don't like. I thought we'd sort of gotten away from that over the last 10 or 15 years. It seems as though it's creeping back into the game a little bit. I don't like that. The game is so fast now. With the rule changes we've had since the lockout about 15 years ago, it's very much a young man's game. It's very much a skills game as opposed to a checking game. You look at films from years ago, and you realize just how quick the game is today and how fast the skating is, how big the players are. The rinks are really no bigger than they were 25 years ago, but the players are bigger, they're faster, they're wearing better equipment, they're wearing lighter equipment, they're taking more chances. We're starting to see this come into the game again. I don't like it, but all in all, I think we're seeing some pretty good hockey. you ask about teams that are starting to make a bit of a move. I think New Jersey has surprised me a little bit because they were good last year, but not as good as they've appeared to be this year. I had a chance to watch the Washington Capitals last night. They were in town here to play the Toronto Maple Leafs, and I look at that team, and I really don't see how they are where they are when you look at them on paper, but when you watch them on the ice, they're well-deserving of that one-point deficit to the Devils, and they've got four games in hand on the Devils, and the Devils have played more games because they started their season in Europe. So that's been a bit of a surprise. Minnesota has surprised me a little bit. I think they're going to stay on Winnipeg's tail all year. You talked a little bit earlier about Utah. I'm not sure that Utah is a playoff team, but they're certainly going to make it tough for a lot of the playoff teams. In terms of teams that have been a disappointment, I guess you got to look at the city of New York, a little bit the New York Islanders, but on a big scale, you got to look at the New York Rangers as a disappointment. 33 points, a full 18 points behind the New Jersey Devils in that metropolitan division. You look at the payroll in New York, you look at the talent on that team, I can't understand why that team is doing so badly. So those, I guess, would be the biggest surprises. I guess the usual disappointments, Chicago, San Jose, and Anaheim. And I guess if you want to look at a little bit of a disappointment, I'd have to say the Nashville Predators are a little bit of a disappointment, too. They find themselves seventh in that Central Division. This is a team that went out and spent money on signing good quality free agents, including Steven Stamkos from Tampa, and they clearly felt they had an opportunity to be in a small Stanley Cup window. I have to wonder if a team in seventh place at New Year's in their division is going to consider themselves a Stanley Cup contender. So perhaps Nashville might be the big... Nashville and the Rangers, probably the biggest disappointments to me so far this season, Andy.
You know, you mentioned the Utah Hockey Club, and I'm just kind of wondering. I don't know the answer to this, but it's interesting, John, because a lot of nights I flip on the TV and I'm just looking for some kind of entertainment and action, and there's a channel here that always picks up the Utah Hockey Club games. And I'm kind of wondering whether that has to do with that they still have a contract here in Arizona with that TV network to broadcast those games, because otherwise, why in the heck would I be watching Utah Hockey Club being here in Phoenix, Arizona? Is that potentially correct?
It's a possibility. I would think it probably is not a contractual thing, Andy, because technically, although we know that the players in Utah are pretty much the same players that were in Phoenix with the Coyotes, technically it's an expansion team. It's not a transferred franchise. The NHL transferred the assets of the Arizona Coyotes to the new Utah owners, and it was basically an expansion fee that the Utah owners paid to the NHL. The NHL paid some of that back to the owners in Phoenix to allow them to get out of the contracts that they had in Arizona. So I would think it's not an issue of TV contracts. I would think it might be a couple of things. It might be the NHL's way of trying to maintain hockey interest in Phoenix and the Arizona area so that if there is a further expansion, they could consider it as a location. And I think it also might have something to do with the fact that Utah is probably not the biggest TV market, and as a result, they need a place to show their games. Arizona and the surrounding states would be good targets for that. I think it's probably a combination of those things, but that's just my opinion. I don't have any inside information on that, of course.
Yeah, no, I just found it interesting that I'm able to watch so many Utah Hockey Club games. And speaking of Arizona, let's switch gears. Let's talk some Major League Baseball. Corbin Burnes, $210 million deal. How does that help the D-backs? Do they get high marks for doing that deal? How does that help the Diamondbacks be a little bit better team? Obviously, pitching-wise, this should help them, but ultimately, is this enough for them? Does it put them over the hump, in your opinion, John?
I don't think it's the enough because they've lost Christian Walker, so they've added on one side of the equation and taken away on the other. I think this was a business deal from Burns' standpoint. The taxes in Arizona are much less than they are in Canada, where he was looking at the Toronto Blue Jays, and much less than the San Francisco Giants, if California, where the San Francisco Giants are located, where he was also looking at another team. Those, I believe, were the three finalists. I was a little bit surprised that he only got 6 years when Max Fried got 8 with the Yankees. I would have thought it might have been the other way around. If you had asked me this a month ago, one guy got a 6-year contract, one guy got an 8-year contract, I would have had them flipped. I would have thought that Burns had a better track record and would have gotten the longer contract of the two. But any time you can add a quality top-of-the-rotation starting pitcher, regardless of the team, pitching is so sparse these days. Anytime you can add a talent like that to any team, you're going to strengthen that team. And we all know that starting pitching is a good 65 to 70% of any team's strength. So I think it's a great move by the Diamondbacks. And let's face it, if you're a player, living in Arizona in the wintertime is a little bit more pleasant than living in Toronto or living in Northern California. So I suspect that had a factor as well.
One more before I let you run today, and obviously thank you very much for your time. Always appreciate talking sports with you. Not that this bothers me at all, but it is something that's going on. I actually kind of like it. But whatever the hell is going on in Chicago, can you explain that? Trading for a superstar, then they deal away an MVP. What a confusing offseason for the Chicago Cubs, right?
Absolutely unbelievable. I just don't know what's happening there. And to me, this would be a great opportunity for the Cubs to really put a big footprint in Chicago, because across town, the White Sox are a huge mess, as we talked about many times over the last couple of years. To me, this would be a great time for the Cubs to put a foot down, spend the money that they have, build a good team, and really take baseball in Chicago into their park as opposed to sharing it with the White Sox. I think it's the best opportunity for the Cubs.
Hey, John, as always, appreciate talking sports with you. Have an awesome day and a good new year, and we'll talk to you in 2025.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Andy Dorf flying solo today. Mike's out on special assignment, meaning he's at a bowl game conference somewhere here in the United States, and hopefully at some point we may or may not hear from him, but either way, we're going to pull you through another episode of the Dorf on Sports Radio Extravaganza. And let me tell you, I want to go a little NBA right now because we just got through Christmas, and I thought something was pretty interesting with what I saw. LeBron James was playing on Christmas Day against the Golden State Warriors. LeBron James, after the game, was a little bit upset about the NFL sharing the spotlight with the NBA on Christmas Day. And, you know, for the most part, I understand where LeBron James is coming from. Because usually, in years past, Christmas Day games were dedicated to the NBA. And this year, a little different scenario. And maybe it's just because of the way that the holiday fell, where you actually had an opportunity to have the NFL playing and the NBA playing. And then they also did something a little out of the box this year, too, is, as we all know, the NFL games were on Netflix. And that was interesting because we know what happened a few months or maybe a month ago, whatever it was, when Mike Tyson and that other guy, Jake Paul, wound up shutting down the whole freaking network for Netflix. We didn't have that happen this time around when it came to the NFL football. It was on 180 countries, okay? So nothing had changed there. But I do think what changed is the fact that a guy that's 58 years old in Mike Tyson and completely over the hill, as we would say, compared to professional athletes playing NFL football games. And what took place was a decent production, in my humble opinion. I didn't notice any difference from the way that Netflix was able to broadcast that football game compared to CBS, ESPN, or Fox, or any of these other networks. And again, if I'm insane, if I'm crazy, if you had problems, if you had glitches, if you had issues, please, 1-800-878-7529. I'd love to hear about it because I thought it went relatively smooth. The only thing I had trouble with was is if you got behind in the broadcast, like I was for a moment, I didn't even know that Kansas City was up 13-0. And then I wind up looking at my screen and I see, oh, I'm like 20 minutes behind. So I just bump it up and I get to live. And there we go. I'm right back in the action. I think that ultimately putting these games on streaming services, which they're going to, we're all going to have to at some point convert and we're going to have to change our thinking because we're going to have to buy all these different packages to be able to watch games. I don't know how interested and excited I am about that, just being completely honest with you. To me, that's a little bit of a turnoff. When you have to watch things on alternative places, it's somewhat weird. I know it's the future. I know it's technology. I get it. I totally get it. But I also understand and I get that there was something very easy about turning on your cable and turning on a channel where you knew that the game was going to be on and you could just sit there and watch it. In a lot of ways, the world is easier. But in a lot of ways, the world is more challenging, more difficult, and harder to understand. And as you get older, you have to be able to change with the times even more so. And I get back to LeBron talking about this day and how it was dedicated to the NBA. And this was like the changing or the passing of the guard, of the torch, for one season to the other season. And I honestly totally agree with LeBron James. Because at the end of the day, we have been watching NFL football for 15, 16 weeks, and it has been occupying the airwaves for the past 4 months. So when LeBron gets a little upset about Christmas Day and the meaning and the significance of it, I can understand and I can appreciate where LeBron is coming from. It's not a shared day. It hasn't been that way. So When I hear people complaining about him complaining, you got to understand where he's coming from. And you have to understand that this has absolutely been part of the regular situation. I believe I have my tag team partner in crime, Mike, on the line. Mike, are you there?
Can you hear me? I sound like a Verizon commercial, but can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you now. Can you hear me now?
Okay. I can hear you, buddy. I've been listening in on your little soliloquy here about streaming services and LeBron, and I couldn't agree more with you in terms of the world does seem like it's easier in some respects, but it also seems like it gets more complicated, right? Gets a little bit more uneasy for people. And I'm with you, man. I mean, like when growing up with the NFL, you just knew that you were tuning in to CBS at 10 o'clock in the morning for the first rounds of football games, and you tuned into Fox for the second, the second showing of the day and all that kind of stuff. And then Christmas has always been about the NBA. So I get where LeBron is coming from with his concerns and his, people say he's complaining. I don't really look at it as complaining. He's just stating what he sees and what he feels, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Let me throw this at you too, okay? Like, if you think about the week, right? Let's think about the week real quickly, okay? Monday, sure. NFL football, right? Monday, NFL football. Right. And again, I'm not upset. It was the Green Bay Packers playing, okay? So that makes me extremely happy. Sure. But let's move the radar. Let's go to Wednesday. Then you got two games on Wednesday. Then let's move to Saturday, bro. You got three games on Saturday. Well, now let's move to Sunday. You got every other freaking game, okay? Like, So Roger Goodell and the NFL have learned how to monopolize the airwaves. And you know what? As consumers and as people who have the opportunity for supply and demand, well, you know what? We seem to not be able to get enough of it, so therefore they keep throwing it down our face. NFL football on five freaking days this week? Are you kidding me, bro?
Yeah. I mean, they have figured out the way of, like you said, monopolizing the airwaves, whether it is on, you know, regular network TV, streaming services, whatever else they can put their product on. We all know the NFL is top notch in doing stuff like that. So it doesn't surprise me. It is a business. They're trying to get as many viewers as possible. And if that interrupts people from watching NBA games to NFL games, at the end of the day, I don't really think Roger Goodell and the powers that be at the NFL care if they're necessarily stepping on toes or not, with the NBA and trying to maybe get some of their viewers. I personally don't like it. Just let the NBA have their day. I mean, that there's nothing wrong with that, but it is kind of disheartening that they are trying to monopolize the airwaves and people and you know, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, hey, look, I'm here at the Fiesta Bowl quarterfinal college football playoff media day with Penn State, which is just getting over with Penn State. Boise State is up next in about a half an hour, 20 minutes or something like that. You know what? Coach Franklin with Penn State, he's an impressive individual. And, you know, the news, I don't know if I would call this necessarily news, but it is something that he spoke to in his opening statement, that college football needs a college football commissioner, someone, and I'm quoting him, someone who wakes up and goes to sleep and thinking about nothing but the best thing for college football. And he, and in his opinion, Andy, the person mm-hmm. to do that, he would love to see Nick Saban, the former head coach at Alabama, be that commissioner. And when you think about it, it makes sense. I mean, Saban would be looking out for that sport, and he's the personification of college football in the present day era, for sure.
Let me ask you this real quick, though. You know, obviously Saban was a little bit against this NIL stuff. How would that affect the NIL moving forward, and how would that affect Saban? Like, would he have to kind of snap into it and say, okay, this is the way that we're moving, and I guess I'm going to have to be good with it?
Well, I think there would be some of that with Coach Saban if he was to take a position like that, being the conference commissioner, or not the conference commissioner, but the college football commissioner. But at the same time, I'm sure he would try and work with conference commissioners and be like, look, our sport is headed down a path where it's all about the money, and it's not necessarily about why are these kids in school? What's half of the equation here? We all know it's academics. And Coach Franklin of Penn State spoke to that as well. Is like, academics has become so just off the radar with what these kids are doing and concerned about now, that he goes to, in a certain extent, he goes, and he called himself kind of old school. He'd like to see the academic reason kind of get back into the equation.
Sounds good. Hold tight, brother. Hang with me through the break. We'll come back and we'll wrap up the hour. Mike is live on scene at the Fiesta Bowl, Penn State, Boise State. Coming up, obviously, as we all know, on the menu, but he's getting the skinny for us live out there. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Only got my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson, for a couple more minutes because, again, live on scene at the Fiesta Bowl, has already heard from Penn State, looking forward to hearing from Boise State about this opportunity in front of them. What are you looking to hear from Boise State, Mike, before I let you run?
You know what? What I expect to hear from them is confidence. What I expect to hear from them is they're not afraid of Penn State at all. And let me add this from what, you know, Coach, you know, the head coach of Penn State said, and every player that I've talked to said about Boise State. They go, people underestimated these guys all year. We don't, and we know what we're up against. And they talked about Boise State's two defensive ends as a thing of concern, you know, outside of Ashton Genty. You know, I asked every player about should Ashton have won the Heisman, and they kind of beat around the bush a little bit, and a couple of kind of said, you know, with the kind of season he had, and he's right up there with Barry Sanders' record and everything, he certainly has a strong argument. But hopefully, you know, they all said, hopefully we can kind of keep him in check. And one of their defensive players said, whatever keeping him in check means, we're going to try and do it. So it's I don't expect Boise to take a backseat to anybody. I don't expect Boise to be afraid of anything. They are who they are. And as I'm sitting here talking to you, here comes Boise State walking down from probably breakfast or something. And let's just say there's some big, big boys on that team.
Well, hey, brother, I appreciate you checking in, chiming in for just a few minutes, and obviously get back out there on the floor and go do your job, man, because you fill up the page with great stuff, and I appreciate you so much. So have an awesome time. Enjoy and I know you're going to be at the game, too, so enjoy that.
I'll be posting stuff here in a few minutes, too.
Awesome stuff. Mike Wilson on scene at the Fiesta Bowl. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back. Keep it close, everybody.
Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. On the NBA Christmas Day scoreboard, LeBron James earned his 11th Christmas Day debut after Lakers win over the Golden State Warriors 115-113. Lakers big man Anthony Davis did leave that game early after he sprained his left ankle. 41 points dropped in the bucket by Mikal Bridges as he lifted his team to a close win over the San Antonio Spurs. Spurs star Victor Wembanyama paced 42 points and had 18 rebounds, but wasn't enough to get the win. Knicks take it, 117-114. The Timberwolves ended their three-game losing streak with a win over the Mavericks, 105-99. Star player Luka for the Mavs was injured in that game and now is expected to be out for an extended period. Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid combined for 60 points as they get an upset victory over the NBA defending champions, the Boston Celtics. That final score, 118-114. The NHL was off for the holidays but springs back into the action as the Devils will host the Hurricanes, Red Wings will take on the Maple Leafs, Sabres will face off against the Blackhawks, Blue Jackets and Bruins will battle it out, the Stars will host the Wilds, Predators travel to Blues territory, Avalanche will face off against the Utah Hockey Club, and the Sharks will host the Golden Knights. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
It's the holiday season, and Mexico's number one beer is here, Corona Extra Beer. Enjoy it responsibly during the holiday season, and enjoy our road shows on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll have reporters fanned out across the country at all the major bowl games, the first ever college football championship on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America, presented by Corona Beer. Mexico's number one beer is here, distributed by Crown Distributors, Chicago, Illinois.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I hope you all had a nice Christmas on Wednesday. Somebody in our family remembered their Netflix sign-in, and who really does? We just rely on it being pre-filled in the proper fields in the sign-in area. Anyway, we were able to log on at my 83-year-old mother-in-law's house. She's one of the three of five U.S. households that doesn't have a Netflix subscription, and watch the two NFL games, which really were never in doubt as the favorites continue to cruise this season, especially over the last 4 to 5 weekends. I'll be interested if there are any true comparable ratings numbers with those football games up against the first three NBA games. Anyway, what I wanted to share with you for several weeks now is the celebrations that take place in the NFL that don't happen in the college game. This will be one of my old man get off my lawn moments for many of you, but it seems like there are more and more unsportsmanlike conducts as of late. Today, game one. Mahomes to Worthy, the first score of the afternoon, and here we go, a 15-yard penalty on the Chiefs. This makes it a long extra point that Harrison Butker would miss, so it's only 6-0 Kansas City. Luckily, they outclassed the Steelers and went on to win by the odd score of 29-10. Someday, though, something like that will hurt. The other one I don't understand is a defensive team makes a nice interception and the whole D-core has to run 45 yards to the end zone for one of those silly pictures. And compounding the waste of time is the fact that the intercepting team is trailing 27-17. Anyway, I played prep school football for one of the legendary prep school football coaches in the nation, Jim Smith of Deerfield Academy, and he told me and any offensive player the same advice, a conversation that still resonates to this day. He said, "And when you get to the end zone, hand a ball to the referee and run back to the huddle. Act like you've been there before." Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with me, Andy Dorf. So much to talk about in the sports world, but as we know, hour number two, always dedicated to the NFL, baby. So much going on. It's week 17. Can you believe it? Week 17 is upon us. We've already had six NFL football games, and the NFL decides to occupy 5 days of the week this week. I'm not kidding, man. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. Pretty insane stuff when you think about it, but it is what it is. We had games on Monday, like I said, it was the Green Bay Packers and the New Orleans Saints. Then you go on to the action over the weekend, Saturday's games, Chargers-Patriots, not much of a game there. Broncos-Bengals, a wild one there. Cardinals-Rams, that was a wild one as well. Let's go back to Wednesday, Christmas Day. Chiefs-Steelers, that one got ugly relatively quick. 13-0 before the Steelers knew what hit them, and then they battle back. The Ravens destroy the Texans, and I'm wondering if that's something that we're going to see moving forward. The Texans don't look like a team that's going to do much in the postseason when you put up 2 points. The only 2 points were a safety, for crying out loud. And then let me get to this one, folks. This one was a real nail-biter, let me tell you. And they wasted 4 hours of my life with this one, but I ain't mad about it. Seahawks beating the Bears I think they were playing baseball, not football. I think it was Halloween, not Christmas, by the way, because holy cow, were the people out in that freaking audience and that place. That was absolute insanity looking at the crowd.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1-5-25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a night. Dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
It's the holiday season, and Mexico's number one beer is here, Corona Extra Beer. Enjoy it responsibly during the holiday season. And enjoy our road shows on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll have reporters fanned out across the country at all the major bowl games. The first ever college football championship on Sports Byline in Sports Overnight America. Presented by Corona Beer. Mexico's number one beer is here. Distributed by Crown Distributors, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorfline Sports Weekend Edition. You got me, Andy Dorfline, solo, Mike Wilson, out on scene at the Fiesta Bowl, taking in the press conferences from both Penn State and Boise State, so appreciate him greatly for doing that, obviously. Hey, I just want to recap what we've already seen from the NFL this week, which, by the way, again, five frickin' days of NFL football, so you people that can't get enough of it, this is your week, okay? I hate to say it, but this is your week, because you get it five frickin' days. I mean, I ain't mad about it, but you can obviously tell it's on my mind, and I'm wondering why in the hell we let them occupy 5 days of the week with their sport. It's insane, but it is what it is. Let's go to Saturday's action first. Chargers playing the Patriots, obviously two teams going in completely different directions. And first and foremost, let me give Jim Harbaugh some credit, man. The Chargers have been underachieving for years with the talent that they've had, or so we've thought. You put this guy in the mix year one, look at the Chargers. They're 10-6 right now. So kudos to Justin Herbert. Kudos to Jim Harbaugh for getting that organization going in the right way. And the Patriots, look, you got your guy in Drake May. or at least you think you have your guy in Drake May. Now go out, get pieces to put to the puzzle around him so that it doesn't look so disgustingly bad when you go out there and try to perform. But two teams going in completely different directions. This next game, Broncos-Bengals. Let me tell you something, man. I have zero interest in either one of these two teams, other than the fact that they play professional football, and I obviously enjoy watching professional football. But from a viewing standpoint, watching that football game, I'm going to tell you what, man, absolutely exciting as hell, so much drama, so much back and forth. The final score is 30-24. The Bengals get it done in overtime, keeping their postseason hopes alive. And that's the key here, is you keep your postseason hopes alive so that next week's game, incredibly important as well. The Broncos had an opportunity. They could have won the game or they could have tied the game to get into the postseason, neither of which happened. And here's my thought on this, okay? If the Broncos wind up getting into the postseason, I really think the NFL has a tough decision to make, because what I'm talking about is Rookie of the Year. Bo Nix will have made such strides throughout the season to get that team to the postseason. Jaden Daniels, on the other hand, for Washington, kind of hit the scene right away, and the guy's just been all that and a bag of chips, okay? I like what I'm seeing from both of these guys, and to me, I think the right thing to do potentially could be to have co-Rookie of the Year awards given to Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels, because their efforts and what they've done to their team, it's absolutely incredible. They have the attention of the room, they have the attention of the huddle, and guys rally around them. So there's something to that. If the Broncos get in, they've got to beat Kansas City next week. There's a whole other slew of ways that they can get in, but that's the best way. Go out and win a football game where probably just about anybody who's anybody isn't playing for the Kansas City Chiefs. So very winnable opportunity for them. Let's move on to this one. Cardinals and Rams. Look, man, the Rams played the Cardinals in week two of the NFL season, and they got their butts handed to them by the Cardinals. The Cardinals, through 9 weeks of the season, let me take you back a little bit into time. 9 weeks through the season, the Cardinals were 6-3. Okay? They were 6-3. And Kyler frickin' Murray was in the discussion for MVP of the league. Like, we forget about this season because it's long and it's short all at the same time, if that makes any sense to people. Okay? It's long and it's short at the same time. And in this case, it's getting longer for the Cardinals. It's getting shorter for the Rams. The Rams are peaking at the right time. They win ugly. They win pretty. They beat the Buffalo Bills. They can beat some really good quality football teams. They're 10-6 now, and they've been banged up all season long. I think they're an incredibly dangerous team, to be quite honest with you, come postseason time, because of their pedigree. Matty Stafford has won the Super Bowl, people. We can't forget about that. So the Rams are definitely a threat to me if they obviously can finish the season strong and win. I don't even think they have to win, but they do play Seattle next week, and I think that that, in a way, is just one of those games for momentum's sake. You want to win that game. The Rams are going in the right direction. The Cardinals are not. And I really was on. I thought that Kyler and the progressions that he has made, having that time to sit out and watch the action, I thought it really helped him. But as the season has progressed, the Cardinals are the same old Cardinals. They are who we thought they were. That's just the facts. James Conner getting banged up doesn't help. Marvin Harrison Jr., even though the season hasn't been terrible, I don't think it was the season that they were projecting for him. And it's interesting because I heard that he just passed Larry Fitzgerald for the fourth most or something like that yards as a rookie for the Cardinals. And we're sitting here and we're saying, wow, he's not having such a great year. I think we have to put it all in perspective. Sometimes things take time to marinate. Sometimes things take time to gel. And that's, to me, where the Cardinals are. They're a team that could be good, or they're a team that could be the same old Cardinals. And this year, we got the same old Cardinals at this point. Let's move to Wednesday's action. The Chiefs, man. Whew. Say what you want about them, people. You can call them lucky. You can say that they're the worst 15-1 winning team in the history of sports. And I'm going to tell you what. I think that's a bunch of nonsense, okay? They got Patrick Mahomes. They got... And all of a sudden, Patrick Mahomes has a bevy of wide receivers to be throwing to. And Travis Kelce, all of a sudden, starting to play much better football, too. Like, wow. Look, there's one thing about the heart of a champion. And the Chiefs are a champion. And until somebody can take them out, to me, they're the best team in football, okay? Record says it. And again, you can call what they do on the football field lucky at times, but I'm going to tell you, you need to be lucky to be good. So there's part of that involved too. The Chiefs are a really, really well-coached football team, and they seem to play better at the end of the season every season. So I really like the way that the Chiefs are moving into the postseason. And they're going to be able to give Patty and all these other guys a break next week. They don't even have to get up. They don't even have to suit up, but they're going to suit up. But they don't even have to. They've got home field wrapped up. And I really think, once again, going to be tough going through Kansas City, going through Arrowhead Stadium to get to the Super Bowl. They have it, man. There's just something magical about them. And a three-peat, yeah, it's definitely within grasp. So let's not get caught speeding or anything, but it still goes through KC, baby, and that's all I'm saying. The Ravens, though, hey, there may be something that they could say about this, because I think Lamar, you know, as much as I don't trust Lamar, this, to me, is his best passing season. He looks like he can pass the ball to anybody. He's thrown for three TDs, for crying out loud. The guy looks like a video game. Let's just keep it real. And the Texans putting 2 points on the board? Come on, man. That right there tells you that this is not a team going into the postseason with their best football in front of them. I don't know what happened to C.J. Stroud this second year around. There's a lot of tape on him. There's a lot of film. And now it's not as difficult to know how to match up against him. And I think that he's going to have to go back to the drawing board quite a bit. I hear the music. I'm going to take a little pause for the cause, and we'll get into the action for today, because Seattle beating the Bears 6-3, I don't need to say much about that other than what an ugly football game and what a waste of 4 hours for people. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got me, Andy Dorf, flying solo today. Mike out on special assignment, hanging out at the Fiesta Bowl, getting the press conferences in. Obviously, we know the bowl season is here, but that also means it's week 17 of the NFL, baby. Let me go through the games on the docket for today. Some meaningless, some very meaningful. The Jets playing the Bills, meaningless for the Jets, but very meaningful for the Bills. Get that win, secure that second spot. Look, man, they'll have that bye week, obviously, big-time stuff for them. And by the way, the Bills' defense lately, what's going on? Because they're giving up all kinds of points, and I think that they really could use a rest. So get a victory over the Jets, who are absolutely just coming into this thing, an absolute disaster. 4-11. All the talk about Aaron frickin' Rodgers and getting into the Super Bowl. What a joke, man. What an absolute frickin' joke. But here, that's the thing about NFL football when I think about it. You know, I was literally out the other day and I saw some people that were wearing like Denver stuff, they're wearing Chicago stuff, and I say to them, you know, the Denver guys say, hey, lots of good stuff going with Bo Nix. And the guy's like, yeah, man, we didn't know we had a quarterback, da-da-da-da-da. And then you say something to the Bear people, and they're like, well, we're our coaching, our this, our that. But to my point, the NFL season each and every year brings hope and optimism to every single franchise until it doesn't. And that's where we're at with the Jets, man. They got to think about what they want to do with their future. And if that was me, I would definitely be getting rid of Aaron Rodgers and moving on from that absolute disaster of a team killer. Raiders playing the Saints. This is a very meaningless football game. However, Anthony Pierce, look, man, you want to try to win for that guy, I guess, if you're the Raiders, but the Saints going to be pretty banged up, obviously. Kamara, no Derek Carr, things of that nature. So not such a great football game potentially there. The Colts playing the Giants. This one is big for the Colts, I guess, because they got to keep winning to keep their chances of making the postseason. And the Colts, to me, are a little bit of a question. Like, I don't understand why they're so up and down, other than the fact that they played a little bit of musical chairs with their quarterbacks, but now they've gone back to Anthony Richardson, and they're going to keep going to that guy, and I think they should, because the best way to develop somebody is to put him out there and let him play. So why not give him an opportunity to go and be your quarterback? And the results have been a little bit better since he's come back. And playing the Giants, you really got to like their opportunity today. The Cowboys playing the Eagles, look, no Jalen Hurts. That means Kenny Pickett's going to get the start. Playing in his hometown, I think he likes that very much. On the other side, you got CeeDee Lamb not playing. He's inactive. So that's a challenge, obviously, when you don't have that guy on the football field for you. But obviously, two teams going in completely different directions. The Eagles going to the postseason, the Cowboys not. And I think that they should be very, very careful with Jalen Hurts moving forward. Concussion protocol, he's got the finger problem. I would be kind of concerned about running that tush-push as much as they do moving forward. You've got to keep that guy healthy. You have to keep that guy healthy. The Panthers playing the Buccaneers. Look, the Buccaneers are another one of those teams to me. When they're hot, they can play with anybody. When they're not hot, they look as bad as the team that they're playing in the Carolina Panthers. I don't know if Chubb is going today. I'm not exactly sure on that. I'll have to take a quick look to see his status on the game. But this, to me, says Buccaneers all over it to help themselves win that division. We know that Atlanta's right there, and they just made a little bit of a change, bringing Michael Penix Jr. into the mix, which maybe they'll be kicking themselves at some point saying, hey, we probably should have gone to this sooner than later. But with that being said, the Buccaneers playing the Panthers at home, I think this is a great opportunity for the Buccaneers to look like a really good football team once again this week. Titans playing the Jaguars. Again, I said there's some meaningless games. This is one of those. It's a real challenge when you have to go from Trevor Lawrence to Mac Jones to all kinds of other injuries that the Jaguars have had. The Titans were supposed to have a good defense, but as the year has gone on, that defense has dwindled, and they're not the same team that we thought they could be. But quite frankly, I don't know why we thought they'd be any good, because they didn't have a quarterback to start with. So they are where they are because that's the football team they have. Dolphins playing the Browns. Miami, this is another team. I just don't understand how some weeks their offense is so electric, it's so off the chain, and they look like a quality football team. Then they have weeks where, again, they look like the Titans or the Jaguars or even the Browns, who they're playing today in Cleveland. And to be honest with you, man, I know that the Dolphins don't play well when the temperature isn't all that great. Good news for them, it's going to be about 60 degrees in Cleveland today. So people that are thinking about these games, you know, the record of the Dolphins when it's cold isn't very good. When it's like 60 or better, they seem to go out and they seem to have pretty good days. So something to think about there, but all I'm going to say is this. The Browns are a team that can bite you, and I know that Jameis has issues, whether he wants to throw one to his own team or the opposite team. You never know what you're going to get with him. Other than this, you know you're going to get a gunslinger. You know you're going to get a guy that's going to give it everything he's got each and every time he goes out there for every single down. But again, makes a lot of mistakes. Packers playing the Vikings today. Man, oh man. You want to talk about a game with big-time implications? The Packers are trying to get themselves to 12-4. The Vikings are trying to get themselves to 14-2. And let me just say this. Sam Darnold has played absolutely fantastic all season long. And I think that the loud and clear message to all of us should be this. If you give a capable quarterback good weapons, they become a much better quarterback. What the hell has Sam Darnold had over his career until he got to Minnesota? Very little, people. Very little. He's had bad coaching. He's had bad players. He's had injuries that have mounted up with the Jets. And then his time in San Francisco was pretty unfair, if you ask me. He's gotten a great opportunity with the Vikings. And you know what? Thank God that J.J. McCarthy got hurt, because otherwise we may have never gotten to see this version of Sam Darnold, if you really think about it. So I'm extremely impressed with Sam Darnold and his development this year. Like, this guy is a top 10 quarterback this year. The numbers support it. He has played absolutely fantastic, and you need to give credit where credit is due. They have a great coaching staff. They have a great offense. They have great wide receivers. And then they took our piece from the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Jones, and they made him extremely serviceable for them. So kudos to the Vikings for what they've done this year. But I'm also going to say kudos to the Green Bay Packers. Look, man, they have obviously played much better over the last 8 weeks of the season. Jordan Love getting hot at the right time, making good reads, making good passes, not being as careless with the ball as he was earlier throughout the season. And the Green Bay Packers have definitely, they have reaped the benefits of Jordan Love playing better. And here's why, if you really think about it. The Green Bay Packers have a bunch of weapons. Look, Josh Jacobs has been incredible, man. Like, he has brought the running game back to Green Bay. And he can also take balls out of the backfield. The guy that concerns me is Watson, because it seems like your deep threat gets hurt on every single opportunity that he has when he goes downfield on people. And to me, that's a little bit of a concern. Dobbs, when he plays, man, he's got great hands. Wicks, these guys are incredibly good. And I think that Jordan Love finds the opportunity to hit the right man more often than not. I love what I'm seeing from Jordan. Let's move on real quickly. Falcons, Commanders, and then I have one more game to get to, the Monday Nighter. Falcons and Commanders, look, Jaden Daniels, what can we say about this kid? He has been absolutely everything that I could have imagined and a little bit more. I know this kid personally. What a great kid. I love to see people have success, and I love seeing Jaden have success. He left ASU. He went to LSU. He became an unbelievable quarterback, and the Commanders are reaping the benefits of this guy's talent and skill. He is so fun to watch. If you can, and you should be able to, because that's the late-night game. That's a Sunday nighter. Falcons-Commanders should be one hell of a football game.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf flying solo today, talking NFL football week 17, baby. Just one more game that I want to talk about real quick, and then I will get into my picks of the day. Lions playing the 49ers on Monday night, and in a lot of ways, you could look at this as a revenge game, but in a lot of ways, you can look at this like the Lions need to win this football game because the 49ers are just so bad this season, not the same team they were last year. Lions have had a great season, man. Seriously, what an unbelievable year. At this point, though, they're extremely banged up, and I would not be shocked, I would not be surprised if they do not make it out of the NFC this year because of all of the injuries that they have. At a certain point, certain things are just too hard to overcome. We shall see if that's the case for the Lions moving through the postseason. All right, so game time picks. By the way, just want to mention this. All the games that we've seen thus far, Chargers, Patriots, Broncos, Bengals, Cardinals, Rams, those were obviously the Saturday games. The Wednesday games, Chiefs and the Steelers, the Ravens and the Texans. The Thursday game was the Seahawks and the Bears. I got every one of those right so far, people. So 6-0 moving into today. We have the Jets playing the Bills. Look, this is one of those football games that if the Bills were to lose today, I think it really, really hurts them moving into the postseason, just as far as momentum goes. Because you look at this week, you look at next week. If they win this week, they can basically take next week off, get a little much needed rest. Like, let's keep it real. The Bills' defense over the past month or so has just been like Swiss cheese. So many holes in it and giving up so many big plays and giving up a lot of points. This is a game you need to come out. You need to ball out. You need to come here. You need to show up. Josh Allen needs to really show us that he is the MVP of this league, and I think it's a toss up whether it's him or Lamar. Like let's keep it real. It's a total toss up. But with that being said, this is a day where an MVP shows up and he takes his team and he gets him over the hump against this lame duck New York Jets football team. So I'm going to take the Bills in this one. The Raiders have the Saints today. Look, again, a lot of meaningless football in Week 17. This is meaningless. The Saints are going to be playing without Derek Carr. They're going to be playing without Alvin Kamara. They're playing in front of their home fans. We know that they like to show up there in New Orleans, and they like to play well. But I got a weird feeling that Aiden O'Connell and the Raiders are going to walk into New Orleans, and they're going to come away with the victory today somehow, some way. And again, this game means nothing, people. So it really doesn't matter who wins this game unless you have a pick'em league or this or that or the other. That's the importance of a game like this. But I do like the Raiders to win this game. The Saints just seem to be a little too banged up to me. The Colts playing the Giants. Look, man, what a terrible season for the Giants. This is one of those years, like, you got rid of Saquon Barkley, who, by the way, I didn't mention this, but I do want to. If Saquon Barkley breaks Eric Dickerson's record, he needs 268 more yards this week and next week. I think that absolutely puts him in the conversation of MVP. So that's something to watch over the next couple of weeks, because I think he's kind of on the outside looking in, at least at this point. But you know what? If Saquon gets that mark, man, I think you really do have to consider giving him the MVP, because that's a record that's been around for a long, long time. With that being said, you want to talk about a game that you got to win if you're the Colts? This is a game you got to win if you're the Colts. I think it's going to be entertaining for some reason. Well, and maybe that's because the Colts seem to make a lot of mistakes. But if I'm them, I give a heavy dose of Jonathan Taylor, man. Like, if you saw what he did last week, you would be absolutely ridiculous not to give him the ball. 200-plus yards last week, a couple of touchdowns. The dude was a beast. And that's the Jonathan Taylor that we've known over the past couple of few seasons. I think they ride that this week against the Giants. I'm taking the Colts in East Rutherford, New Jersey, against the Giants today. Cowboys playing the Eagles. We know the situation, man. No Jalen Hurts. That means Kenny Pickett's getting the start. He's going to be able to play in front of his home crowd fans in Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial. Look, man, a place that I truly love. I'll tell you what, man. I go back to my days of the 90s when I was traveling to Philadelphia. And I had those great relationships with Donovan McNabb and Andy Reid and the Philadelphia Eagles and the Philadelphia Flyers and the Philadelphia 76ers with Steve Mix and the guys, man. I can't tell you how much I appreciate those days of getting that opportunity in Philadelphia. And there's something about the Philadelphia people that the Dorfman has never forgotten, okay? I have never forgotten you people, and I know you've never forgotten me as well. And there is a love there that I will have, and it doesn't make a lot of sense to people, but when you get an opportunity in a market to go and make a name for yourself, well, you know what? That's my opportunity, and that's why I got to love the Philadelphia Eagles, and I got to keep my respect going for all those teams, because they gave me an opportunity. So why in the hell wouldn't I give them an opportunity to be an extension of me? And you know what? For that matter and that matter alone, the Eagles are winning this game, man. They have to win this football game, especially with what happened to them last week. And again, you know what? If Jalen Hurts plays that whole football game last week, I don't think the Eagles lose. I really don't. They were beating the Commanders so easily, and then all of a sudden, the wheels fell off. So it is what it is. I think you look at that one and you just say, hey, we had a bad day in the sense of our starting quarterback went down, everything started to go awry, and you know what? We lost our focus. Well, the Cowboys are on the slate this week. I think you got to regain your focus, and I think you got to win this football game. I'm taking the Eagles at home in a very important game for them. Panthers playing the Buccaneers. extremely important for the Buccaneers, not so much for the Panthers. Look, the Panthers are a team that is in shambles right now with the play of Bryce Young and his stunted development. But with that being said, we have seen growth from him over the last 4 weeks or so. And maybe getting that little bit of time where he was sitting on the sidelines out, maybe that helped him quite a bit. And maybe next year and years beyond, we can look for something from the Carolina Panthers and Bryce Young. But I think today's day, it belongs to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Baker Mayfield and the guys, Mike Evans. I think Bucky Irving has a decent day. I think that they're going to go out there and they're going to be looking to really, really nail this one. The Buccaneers have the opportunity right in front of them. I got to think they're going to take it. I'm taking the Buccaneers against the Panthers today. Titans playing the Jags. Again, I told you meaningless and some meaningful games that this falls in the category of meaningless. This is a total toss-up. Like, let's keep it real. Somehow, some way, the Titans are favored in this one, even though they're on the road. I think the best thing about this game today is the weather. 72 and sunny in Florida. If you're not in Arizona right now, you might want to be in Florida because I feel like, or maybe Houston. I think I saw that the other day. Houston was pretty nice too. But Florida, Arizona, Houston, pretty good weather right now. And with that being said, I think I'm going to take the Jags again. I don't know who to take in this game because neither one of these teams are any good. But I think I'm going to go with the Jags just because they're at home. So I'll take the Jaguars today at home. Dolphins playing the Browns. Again, meaningless for the Browns, meaningful for the Dolphins. But again, this is an opportunity for the Dolphins to stumble. The Browns, for some reason, they play extremely hard. The defense always seems to get after it, even when they have really not much to play for. Jameis, again, I don't know who he's going to throw the ball to. But he does have a really good... Judy's pretty awesome, man. I don't know how this guy slipped away from other teams because he's been extremely solid for them. And over the past 4 weeks or so, I've really liked what I've seen from him. I do think the Dolphins will squeak this one out, but I think it's extremely close. And I think that ultimately they walk away with maybe a field goal, maybe a six-point victory. I guess I'll take the Dolphins on the road against the Browns in this one. Packers playing the Vikings in Minnesota. Man, oh, man, what a tough game to call. You're talking about the hottest team in all of football, I believe, in the Minnesota Vikings. And you're talking about a Packer team who has figured it out over the last 8 weeks or so. Jordan Love has been playing fantastic. Sam Darnold has been playing fantastic. The defense of the Packers, I haven't mentioned it enough, but I'll tell you the truth. Extremely good defense. Vikings, extremely good defense. I think this is going to be a chess match, man. I think it's going to be about adjustments at halftime, who makes more of them, and then who comes up with a few plays down the stretch in this football game. I think I'm going to lean toward the Minnesota Vikings in this game. They're playing at home. Sam Darnold has been incredible all season long. I am buying into a little bit of what he's doing. I'm taking the Vikings to beat my Green Bay Packers in Week 17 of the NFL. Yep, you heard it. I am taking the Vikings to beat the Green Bay Packers. Falcons playing the Commanders, baby. Look, I think that this is one of those games where Michael Penix Jr. going up against Jaden Daniels. I think we could have had different headlines had the seasons played out a little different for the Falcons. The Commanders are a really good, fun football team to watch. They're exciting as all hell. I think it's going to be close. I really do. But I think the lack of the kicking game for the Falcons could wind up coming into play. I don't think they trust their kicker. He's had a couple weird misses throughout the season. I like the Commanders to figure out a way to get it done against the Falcons and maybe improve their playoff status. One more real quickly. Lowdown's playing the 49ers. Man, oh man. 49ers are not the same team, people. I like the Lowdowns on Monday night to not lie down, go into San Fran, Santa Clara, and absolutely make a mockery of the 49ers. That's my picks. I'm taking the Lions against the 49ers on Monday night. I got to take a break. I'll come back and do what I do. It's called Parting Shot Time. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Dorfman flying solo today only because Mike Wilson out on special assignment at the Fiesta Bowl, taking in the press conferences, getting the skinny from Penn State, getting the skinny from Boise State. So obviously appreciate him taking time out to go do that. We know about the bowl games. They're coming up. The big ones are coming up right after the new year, which, by the way, before I do my parting shot, I do want to wish everybody a happy, healthy, safe new year. Go out, enjoy yourself, but obviously be a little careful, man. It's just another day when you really think about it, and don't be too crazy, don't be too wild, but I do want you to have fun, obviously. Okay, time to get to the parting shot. Before I do that, real quick, you can always get at me on all the social media stuff, on the X thing, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports, IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, speaking of real, man, look, it's week 17, baby. Teams are jockeying for playoff position, and some of these teams obviously are going somewhere, and some of these teams aren't going anywhere, but I can't wait to watch that Green Bay Packer football game today. Later on in the day, it's a 2:25 start for me. Packers with a huge opportunity to go into Minnesota and steal one. If you ask me, I do believe they would be stealing one. But, hey, you got to go out there. You play the games for a reason. I believe someone said something to me the other day. They play the games for a reason. That's right. They do play the games for a reason. They play the games so that we find out who's the better team. But it's week 17, man. Playoff jockeying, so much fun, so much anticipation. Enjoy the day. Enjoy watching football with your family. And again, Happy New Year. Be safe out there. I can't wait to talk to you next week. For Robert, for Mike, for John, I'm the Dorfman fan. Peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.